Hello guys, today we have here Anton, Presto, Carlos, and Kyer, and myself, Angel. We're from Omni Charter High School, creating a podcast about our school's phone policy.
Today we have here Carlos and I, and we are going to be talking about what is a better policy for phones. Carlos, why should the phone policy be modified?
I believe the phone policy should be modified as it gives the students a sense of freedom. Not only that, but I do believe we should not have restrictions on something that is so important to our everyday lives that drastically changes how we, you know, wake up and do things every day.
Why would you say it's important?
Important in some cases, you know, say, for example, there's an emergency and you aren't able to access your phone as you need to. I say that could be one of the reasons why it is important.
Why do they have the phone policy?
I think they have the phone policy in order to keep the students, you know, more focused on their education rather than just, you know, distracted.
How do you feel about the phone policy here at Alani?
I think the phone policy here at Alani, you know, I say it sort of works, but there are workarounds that in which students are finding ways, you know, to avoid or rather a loophole around the school policy.
How do the phone policy affect students positively and negatively?
Positively, I think students are more focused on their schoolwork, you know, less of a distraction. Negatively, I think, you know, they're more entitled to want to be on their phone more because they're heavily restricted or not using it.
Can I start off by saying I love your guys' fluffy microphone?
Yeah.
That makes this podcast.
Yeah. It looks like a troll head.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I used to have, when I was little, they had the little treasure troll. Then they had these really cool ones that I think they were marketed towards boys. I like them, but they were like battle warrior treasure trolls.
Oh.
They look real cool. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead, podcasters.
Today we have here the principal, Mr. Roth, and we will be interviewing him about the phone policy here at Alani.
Okay.
The topic is there any better phone policy than Yonder Pouches? The first question is, should the phone policy be modified, yes or no?
I think that the phone policy needs to be reviewed with our staff and our students. However, I do think having a phone policy is important for a couple reasons. I do think the phone policy is important. However, I think there could potentially be some modifications. But I want to start off with why I think the phone policy is important. The number one reason, there is research out there that shows if you have your cell phone available and accessible to you, that your brain does not function in the same way as it does if you do not believe that the phone is accessible. That is proven by research. I want you all to be able to really focus when you're in school, and not just research, but humans. I think most people, if they're being honest, would admit that cell phones can be a major distraction. And so if you're sitting there in class and your best friend or your girlfriend or your boyfriend is texting you, it's nearly irresistible to not want to look and respond. I deal with that even during the day. It's like my wife texts me. I'm like, oh, I almost have to respond to her. But that is a distraction. So there are a lot of helpful things. I'm not going to say there's not. But my number one thing is I want you all to be able to focus on your education when you're in the classroom. And the one other thing I'll say to this, too, is that one of my favorite things I get to see still here at Alani is when I go into the lunchrooms, everybody's talking with one another, and they're communicating with one another. And you could go into other schools, and everybody's sitting on their phone, not talking to anyone. And so every other minute, weekend, after school, you guys have that opportunity to be on your phones. I think it's kind of refreshing to have this one period of time where you don't have that extra burden or that extra distraction. And the other part of this is safety. I do believe that phones can be a safety issue. especially if we have people who call up family members or call up friends because a situation didn't go their way. Maybe they're down in the gym and somebody picks with them and now they text their friends who are in the classroom, come down to the gym to fight. Could that happen even with our phone policy? It could. It has. But I think it's less likely with a phone policy in place. So really, you're learning safety and then just student communication and keeping that alive is part of the reason I think our phone policy is still important.
It says, what do you think it would look like?
If we were to alter it. I think we will still have the honor pouches next year, if I'm being honest. One area that I think we need to talk about, though, and this is a very fair complaint. I think students who are like, we follow the rules, Mr. Roth. But students who don't follow the rules, they just break their pouch and have it anyway. And we're almost being punished for following the rules. And I think I hear that. And I think our leadership team hears that. One of the ways we might be able to, and I'm not going to promise this yet because I want to talk about this with the team. I was thinking if students become Trojans, maybe Trojans can have their phones out. So Trojans, they could wear... Trojans could wear like a different color shirt next year. And if you're a Trojan, just like you don't have to have a hall pass, perhaps you can also have your phone out. But the expectation then would be, hey, even if you're a Trojan, if you don't have that identifying marker and we see your phone out, then we would still take your phone because we need to make sure that there still are those rules and expectations. But that would be a way to reward students who are doing the right thing.
How do you feel about having the phone policy?
I think it's important. Listen, would it be easier in some ways to just say, sure, there's no phone policy? Yeah, it would be. But I know that as a teacher, and I know the distraction that it can be. Now, I would even have like some of my best students every once in a while like answer a phone call in the middle of class. And that's a distraction. That would take 2-3 minutes away from learning. And those are some of my students who follow the rules and are my best students. And or you have phones like going off all the time. That's why I still think we need something in place. But I am definitely open to this discussion.
How do the current phone policy affect students positively and negatively?
I think I talked about the current phone policy. I think there is some protection of your learning. I think there's some safety issues that can arise if we don't have it. So I think it can help with student safety. I think that what I also mentioned about students having a time and space where they're not distracted to actually talk to one another is a very healthy thing for you all. More than you realize. And it's funny because some people who said that they wanted me to change the phone policy still said that students shouldn't have phones during lunch. There's no way we'd be able to enforce that then. So I think those are some of the positive benefits. Some of the negatives of having the phones in the honor pouch, there could be lots. Like maybe a parent has an emergency and you want to get in quick contact. Maybe you're really responsible and you use your phone to look up information and you're in class and your teacher asks you to look at something and you're like, hey, let me look this up on my phone real quick. I think that can be a real positive of the phones, but of having phones out. So having a phone policy, I could see where people would say, oh, that's a negative. We can't look up information. If I'm going to be really honest, one other positive, and this still can happen, but sometimes people share inappropriate things on their phones, and by having phones at least away in school, it does limit some of those that inappropriate sharing, which can be very detrimental to a student's like mental health. So I'm kind of going back and forth between positives and negatives. I think one other thing that I hear, and I do hear this, is that students want that autonomy to feel like young adults and be able to have their phone out if they want. So maybe like that could be a negative where we're not giving people that autonomy. The country of France banned phones in schools altogether. France banned the use of phones because I think they did enough research around the negative health effects of phones. So in schools in France, cell phones are banned.
Our last question. At your old school, did they have a phone policy?
Yes, we did. My old school, we did have a phone policy. I was at Olney Elementary K-8. And it was a little bit easier there because what I would say is your phone has to be off and away. And it's like you don't have a phone. I would say there's no phones that are supposed to be in school. But if you have a phone and it's off and away, you don't have a phone in school in my mind. Most students actually abided by that. It really wasn't that big of an issue. Sure, some people probably broke the rules once in a while. It really wasn't that hard to enforce, at least for the bulk of the time. And I think being a K-8, less kids have phones. Students were pretty agreeable in that sense, yeah. I will say this. Only high school before I was here had the same Yonder policy. Yeah. In my first year here, when it was a charter school, they collected every student's phone. So students weren't, or they weren't allowed to bring them in. Mm-hmm. You actually were not, you weren't even allowed to have a phone in the school.
Mm-hmm.
So that was much more intrusive in my mind. At least now, the policy with the Yonders, it's kind of like an in-between. Like, we're not saying that there's no phones, but we're saying you can't have them out the door in the school day. But we still recognize when it comes to traveling and safety, it's important to have your phone. My first year here, when it was a charter, I mean, I remember security guards using the scanners and
mm-hmm.
making kids pull their phones out of everywhere because they were, like, hiding them, you know, who knows where. So I think that was much more intrusive than our current phone policy. So I think this is still is a compromise. People might not see it as that, but I think it's much better compromise than no phones in school at all.
We want to thank you for your time.
Okay.
We want to thank you guys for listening. So all the students out there listening, we want to remind you that you always have a voice and that us as students, we can make a change.